الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وأهل بيته وأهل طاعته أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا عرضنا الأمانة على السماوات والأرض والجبال فأبين أن يحملنها وأشفقن منها وحملها الإنسان إنه كان ظلوما جهولا وقال تبارك وتعالى في موضع آخر يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تخونوا الله والرسول وتخونوا أماناتكم وأنتم تعلمون وقال تعالى والذين هم لأماناتهم وعهدهم راعون وعن ابي هريره رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ايه المنافق ثلاث اذا حدث كذبا واذا وعد اخلف واذا اؤتمن خان او كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد میرے دوستو بزرگو بھائیو جو آیت میں نے آپ کے سامنے پڑھی ہے دا آیت آئی ہیو پرفارم آئی ہیو ریسائٹڈ ان فرنٹ آف یو فرام دا قرآن کریم اللہ تعالیٰ ایکسپلیننگ ان دس آیا اباؤٹ امانہ ٹرسٹ ان دس ٹائم مائی سیلف اینڈ یو We understand the amanat means if someone keeps something by you, just look after. For example, if I give somebody £5,000, look after, keep it by you, I will take after 5 months. So we understand this is amana. That's all we understand. That's all. बस यही समझते हैं कि किसी की चीज को हमारे पास रखी है उसको लुक आफ्टर करना है फिर वापस कर देना इसी का नाम अमानत है. This is also one type of amana. We're not saying no. But the Quran, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala explaining in the Quran, and Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned many, many places in the Quran, in the Hadith, there are so many types of amana, trust. That's why I have recited the ayah, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, La takhunu Allaha wal Rasul. Do not betray your trust with Allah and His Messenger. Allah has given you some amana through the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah has given each and every person trust some things. So look after and fulfill the right of that trust. Fulfill the rights of that amana. Allah says, I'm going to ask you on the day of Qiyamah about it. Did you look after my amana or not? If someone gave you £5 to look after and you spend that money, do not give it back. What will happen? That person will shout you, get angry. Here, the many things Allah has given us as an amana. If you break that amana, if you betray the amana, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is going to ask you on the day of Qiyamah. Thus Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, la takhunu allaha wal rasul, wa takhunu amanatikum, wa antum ta'lamun. The word of amana is so important. We have to understand. Allah mentioned many, many places in the Quran Kareem. Inna allaha ya'murukum an tu'addul amanat. Allah commanding you, Allah telling you to fulfill the amanat of so and so. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu awfu bil uqud. O you who believe, fulfill the promise what you have made in your life. In the hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, the person is called hypocrites and munafiq. Practically hypocrites, not aitikadi, not belief-wise. He's a haddatha kadiba. When he speak, always speak that. Always speak, always he speak lies. He always lie. That person is called munafiq. Jo jhoot bole, wo munafiq hai. وَإِذَا وَعَدَ أَخْلَفَ. Those who break the promise, when someone make a promise and he break the promise, that person is also called the practically munafiq and hypocrite. وَإِذَا تُمِنَ خَانَ. When someone keep the trust, amana by you, you betray, you break it, you don't pay, you don't give it back. These are signs of hypocrites. Sign of munafiq. During the battle, you can see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam during the battle, he is fulfilling promise and he is fulfilling, is giving back the amana. So many stories in the hadiths. Hazrat Huzaifa bin Yaman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he is migrating from Makkah Mukarramah. He accepted Islam. He's migrating from Makkah Mukarramah to Madinah Munawwara. On the way, he met Abu Jahl and his armies. They were coming to fight against Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Madinah Munawwara. This is called Battle of Badr, the first battle in Islam.
Huzaifa bin Yaman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. They've been captured in the hand of Abu Jahl. Where are you all going? Himself and his father, Yaman, Hazrat Huzaifa. He was a great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All the secret of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had it. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam left by him. Abu Jahl asked him, Huzaifa, where are you going? You and your father. Says, we're going to visit Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Medina. Are you sure? You're not joining with them in the battle against us. Even Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala says, Abu Jahl kept his sword on my neck. Promise, you're not going to join with Nabi in this battle. We are going there. Promise. Abu Jahl is taking promise from Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala and his father. He says, Abu Jahl put his sword on my neck. Promise. Otherwise, I'm going to chop you now. He says, promise you. We're just going to visit our Nabi, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Okay. I'm leaving you. Go. Look at here. You will find the stories only in the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today, we just hear. I'm just saying, you just hear. That's all. Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala says, we came to Medina Munawwara. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and other 313 sahaba were together. They were going to battle of Badr. On the way, I met Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked Huzaifa, salam, kalam, everything. What happened? Hazrat Huzaifa says, radiallahu ta'ala, I explained Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam the whole story. What happened on the way with Abu Jahl. Then what did you say? He says, we promised them. They put their sword on my neck and on my father's neck. And they took promise not to join with you. And we just said to them, we're coming to visit only Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, did you make promise? He said, yeah, promise. Look at this, the Battle of Badr is the first battle, and those who were joining with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Battle of Badr, they call Ashabi, the companions of Badr, Badriyin. If you read their names, if you read the names of 313 Sahaba, and you make dua, Allah accept your du'as. This is the first battle I mentioned. وَلَقَدْ نَسَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِبَدْرٍ وَأَنْتُمْ أَذِلَّ. Allah explains special about Battle of Badr. The fourth para. All the companions. Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala want to become also from the companions of Badriyin. Said, Ya Rasulullah, I'm ready to come with you. Said, no. You promise Abu Jahl, you have to fulfill your promise. Who he promised by? Abu Jahl. And he was Muslim? No. He wasn't Muslim. He wasn't Muslim. And where they're going, it was only 72 horses. Only two swords. All the sahaba, they're holding the woods and all the sticks and something, and they're going in a battle. They were so poor. Nabi Sassam needs more person, more people to join in the armies, but said no. You promise Abu Jahl, you have to fulfill your promise. You visited me, stay in Medina, we're going to come back and see you there. You're not going to join them. Can you see that? Other side, Battle of Khaybar. I'm just explaining you. I'm coming on my point now. The Battle of Khaybar. Look at the story of the Sahabi whose name was Aswad. Radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He became Sahabi afterward. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his armies, his companion, surrounding the whole fourth. Sare kile ki charo taraf sahaba khade hai. All standing surrounding that whole kila, whole fourth. One day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, for so many days. suddenly a person is coming towards Rasulullah and companions, and he had so many goats. He was shepherd of the enemies. He came, he went in the jungle, in forest, to graze the goats of the Yahudi, of the Jew peoples. Now, he's coming towards the companions. He saw from far that some people are there. Let me go and visit them. Ask them what happened, what's going on here. In jungle, you're sitting here, surrounding the fort. Subhanallah. He came and he asked the companions, who are you? He said, we are the companions. Why did you come here? He says, we came to spread the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala with our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What he says, where is your king? I want to see your king. Badshah kidhar hai? Sahaba says, we don't have any king here. We got our guardians, a rehber, a nabi, the prophet, who came to guide us towards the straight path. It's sitting in that small camp, inside, which is made with a branch of palm trees. Go and see them. He says, he's going to visit me. I'm black, very dark. And see, my body is stinking because of the heat and because of the sweating. My clothes are very, very old, dirty. He's going to visit me. He said, just go there. He visit everyone's. Subhanallah. His name was Aswad. Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah explained his name was Aswad. He went there in the camp. In the small tent where Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was sitting there with some companions. And he was talking. He went there. Prophet asked him, who are you? Where did you come from? He explained. He said, I came to visit you. I came to see you. What is your job? Why did you come here? Prophet said, I came here to spread the deen of my Allah. Talking about the oneness of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. There is no God beside one Allah. One Allah. And I'm his messenger. So he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if I accept Islam, you're going to love me. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, not myself only, all my companions, they will hug you. They will like you so much. They will make you as a brother. And then further, what he says, okay, preach me the kalma. He said that kalma, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah, kalma par liya, us kale admi ne sahabi ban gaye. He got so many goats with him. So what I must do now, next step. Here, look at what Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said. Already Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is in the battle. In the state of battle, he is surrounding, Sahaba surrounding that fort. But he said, no. First things, this is the amana by you from your master. You must go back and give all the goats to him. Then you come back and join us. During the battle, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, fulfilling the amana. He's telling him, this is the time to get booty, wealth of booty. No. Go and give it. Thousands goats. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, go and give it. He went there. He gave it everything. He come back. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What I must do now? He says, there is no namaz time. There is no time, Ramadan, to fast. You have no money to go to give charity, zakat. No hajj time. What you do? What I should do now? He says, we came for this work. Ma'araka and battle. Join us. He says, if I become shaheed, if I die, what I will get? What Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, your dark face will shine like 14 moon. And Allah will give you rank and state in Jannah. And your body will be full of fragrance after your death. He said, yes, let's go. He joined. And the battle took place. After the battle, the 10 or 12 Sahaba, the companions, they were standing and looking at the body. Looking at the body. I'm coming to my point now. Looking at the body. Prophet ﷺ also was walking. He went there. He said, what happened? What are you looking? He says, we don't recognize this person. He became martyred, became shaheed. But we can't recognize him. He wasn't with us. He just visited and he went and come back and he joined him. Rasulullah says, I know him. His name is Aswad. He accepted Islam. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to the companions, I'm seeing him in Jannat. I'm seeing him in Jannat. What Allah says in the Quran al-Kareem, this is the stories in the about companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah says, "Inna aradna al-amanata ala al-samawati wal-ardi wal-jibali." This is the hukukul ibad. Allah says, "The fulfill the hukukul ibad and hukukul law." He says, "I give this amana." Amana. What is the meaning of amana? This eyesight. This hearing. This tongue, this hand, this leg, Allah says, I offer this amana, I presented this amana towards the mountain, towards the heaven. Allah mentioned first, alas samawati, towards the heavens, I told the skies, if I give you understanding, brain to understand, you're going to fulfill my rights. You're going to fulfill my rights. The heaven said, no, we can't. Then I offered to the land that I made so many mountains in you, so many trees, so many oceans. I'm offering you. I'm giving you this amana. You will look after this amana. If I give you understanding, if I give you thing to talk, said, no. I'm not good. I can't fulfill this your promise. Hum nahi pura kar sakte. Then Allah says, I offered this to mountains. Inna aradna al-amanata ala samawati wal-ardi wal-jibal. Mountains. You're so strong. You can fulfill my rights. The mountain says, no, sorry, I can't fulfill your rights. Then what happened? 1,000 years before, Allah Ta'ala created this dunya, create everything. Allah Ta'ala created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. From day, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala brought so many zurriyat, meaning the all, myself and yourself, an entire mankind of the world, shayateen, the insan and jinn, all of them, they were there. Especially the humans, they were there. And Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala asked them. Allahu Akbar. Are you going to fulfill my rights? You going to believe in me? Today, myself and yourself, we think, oh, the amanat, only someone keep the money or car or some house, give me key. Oh, and they say, okay, we'll come back, just clean everything. After 5 days, we'll take back our house. This is amana. No, no, no. Amana, the eyesight is amana from Allah. The hearing is amana from Allah. The tongue is amana from Allah. The understanding is amana from Allah. This hand is amana from Allah. My leg is amana from Allah. My heart is amana from Allah. My children is amana from Allah. My wife, my family is amana from Allah. Whatever Allah has bestowed upon me, He has given us. This is the amanats of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Do we fulfill the amanats of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala or betray the amanats? Tell me that. But Allah says, use this eyesight only where is permissible. We do use our eyesight on the permissible places. The hearing, Look at our youngsters today. Their ears always full of earphone music. A true Muslim, 22 years old, youngsters, they told me, we get peace in music. We're getting peace in music. I told them, but Allah says something else, and you say something else. Are you truthful? Or Allah says that is truth. Allah bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. You get peace only in the remembrance of Allah, not in music. But Allah says, look at what's going on today in every streets. Every streets. Drugs, wine, gambling. Trouble the women's, girls. Look at everywhere. This is fulfilling the rights of Allah. Amana. He says you got 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 50 years. Then you have to answer me. Did you fulfill my amanats or not? If you did not fulfill, agar aankhon se amanat ko tumne ada nahi kiya, I'm going to give you punishment in your eyes that you did not fulfill my amana. Same thing for the ears too. Same thing for the mouth too. Everything is going to be in question. Inna sama wal basara wal fuada. Your eyesight, your hearing, your mouth, your heart, everything been questioned on the day of Qiyamah. What Allah says in the Quran, Kareem. I'm not saying. We carry that, we bear that amana, that heavens denied, the earth denied, the mountain denies, everything. Why you can see in this world so many creation of Allah, so many creation of Allah, they remembering Allah every minute, every moment. I was just reading Tafsir Baghawi. Imam Baghawi rahmatullah alayh mentioned in his Tafsir, Tafsir Ma'alim al-Tanzil. Allahu Akbar. Says Hazrat Dawud alayhi salatu wa salam. He came out from his house and he says, Ya Allah, today I'm going to praise you so much that no one praised in the past. Aaj main tumhari aisi tareef karunga, Allah, ke usse pehle kisi ne aisi tareef nahi ki hai. Hazrat Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam says, and I just came out and I saw the small pond, a small like a river kind. From there, one frog came out. He took his mouth out and he sang, Subhan al Ma'bud, Felujajil Bihar, Paak hai wo zaat, Paak hai wo Ma'bud, ke samandar ki teh mein bhi uski tarif ki jati hai. One frog is praising Allah in the deep of ocean, deep of water. Not me and you only. If I perform Juma Salah, subhanallah, I did everything. I did everything. No. They are not given this amana. Amanat Allah has given me and you an entire mankind. Inna aradun al amanata wa hamalaha al insan. The insan bears it. That's why Hazrat Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam says, I went further, another frog came out and talking Imam Baghawi. This is Allama Damiri rahmatullah alayhi mentioned in his kitab in Hayatul Haywan. He says the frog was saying, Ya musabbiham bil lisani wa ya maskuran bi kulli makanin. Ya musabbihan bi kulli lisanin wa ya maskuran bi kulli makanin. Tasbih padi jati hai har zaban mein Allah ki aur har jagah mein Allah ki. Every places the things are talking about Allah, they're praising about Allah, they're saying subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah explaining in his kitab in Makashifat al-Qulub, subhanallah, he says, I was sitting in my room, I was praising Allah, I was making ibadah, I was engaged myself in ibadah. Suddenly I saw a red worm was walking slowly, slowly. The thought came in my mind, Ya Allah, why did you create this small worm for nothing, useless? Why did you create it walking around this side and that side? After a minute, I'm listening that something is saying the tarif of Allah Ta'ala, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah. And I saw that suddenly that same worms is praising Allah Ta'ala. same worms. Everything you're praising in this world, they're not going to be questioned on the day of Qiyamah. The pebble is not going to be questioned on the day of Qiyamah. Was holding in the hand of Abu Jahl, the mountain who made salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the pebble, small stones, was in the hand of Abu Jahl. And Abu Jahl says, tell me, Ya Rasul, Ya Muhammad, tell me what is in my hand. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I must tell you what is in your hand, or that things talk to you, that what is who I am. Batao mujhe ke main batau main kaun hoon, ya wo cheez bataye ke main kaun hoon. Pebbles. He says, that's great things if the things talk to me. The pebbles talking to Abu Jahl. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Kya keh rahe hain? Ye aakhri rasool hai, khatamun nabiyyin hai. Usne aise hi dal diya. Allah not gonna ask them pebble. Because he did not give this amanah to the mountain, not the heavens, not the earth. Allah is going to ask me and you. Yes, this mountain, this earth, and this sky is going to be witnesses for me and you on the day of Qiyamah. Did you fulfill the rights of Allah or not? Many places Allah mentioned, يَوْمَيْدٍ تُحَدِّسُ أَخْبَارَهَا. That's why Allah says, this eyesight is going to be questioned on the day of Qiyamah. The hearing, Allah is going to ask. The heart, Allah is going to ask. Allah says that many places, Allah says in the Quran Kareem, in Surah Yasin, I'm going to seal your mouth. And I'm going to seal your mouth, and that your hand and your feet, your leg and your eyesight and your brain, everything will talk to me what you did in this world. Are you going to live in this dunya forever? My youngsters, they always think, oh, the Friday to Friday, mashallah, we did big job. No. Why Allah mentioned 700 times approximately in his Quran about salah? Why he mentioned? Was waste? Was just useless? Why Allah said that in the Quran Kareem? Many places. Aqim is salah. Some places mentioned in the salah, the tanaha. Come towards me. Pray salah on time. 5 times daily salah will stop you from evil and shameless things. Many things. Many places Allah explaining in the Quran Kareem. Why he mentioned? Well, Allah is not going to ask. This eyesight, did you buy it from market? This hearing, did you buy from market? This thing, did you buy from market? No. This is the gift, is given to us from Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah says, temporarily, you got this my amana. You can benefit whenever you want to benefit, you benefit. But don't spend in the wrong way. Spend in the right way. In the right way, either to benefit from this dunya or benefit of the hereafter. We have to give answer to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah mentioned many places in the Quran Kareem. Did you fulfill my rights? First question, did you fulfill my rights? Everything will talk on the day of Qiyamah. There are many stories mentioned about the Sahaba, how they fulfilled their rights while Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told them, Abu Bakr fil Jannah, Umar fil Jannah, Usman fil Jannah, Ali fil Jannah, Abdul Rahman fil Jannah. Sahaba ke bare mein glad tiding daily. Allah has given them glad tiding in this dunya that you going to enter in Jannah. Still they were scared, still they were frightened, and they were crying, Did I fulfill the rights of Allah? And if I perform Jummah Salah, mashallah, 8 to 8, 360 to 360, 8 to 8, and khat ki, 360 ki, khatam, mashallah, Muslim. This beard only, this topi only, the name of Muslim. Wallah, my brothers, are you my elders, you're my brothers, youngsters. Wallah, I'm talking to you from my deep of my heart. Wallah, so many cases, they did not fulfill the rights, and they were denying the rights of Allah, amanats. They died as a kafir. So many cases. No time to explain you. Wallah, Allah given me and your life. Wallah, Wallah, I'm telling you. I'm sitting on the member as my responsibility to explain you. It's up to you. The day will come. The people will carry our janaza. And they will say, he died. He so and so person died. Bring his body this side. The name will go away. Nobody will come to my grave. Nobody will come to my grave. Beside my good deeds and evil deeds, they will come with me on my right side, my left side, in my cover. And these things is going to take us either in Jannat or either in Jahannam. Allah is going to open either the path of the Jannat or the path of the Jahannam. May Allah Ta'ala save all of us. Amen. Say Ameen. Inshallah, all youngsters, I'm taking promise today, you're going to fulfill your 5-time daily salah, inshallah. Say inshallah. Say inshallah. At least say inshallah. So Allah Ta'ala accept them. Allah make it easy for us. Inshallah. We have to make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Make it easy for us to turn towards you, Allah. Ek din to marna hai. Allah ko jawab to dena hai. Aaj nahi to kal. Kal nahi to 10 saal ke baad, 50 saal ke baad. We have to answer to Allah Ta'ala. Allah mujhe aur aapko amal ki taufeeq ata farmaye. Wa akhu da'un. Alhamdulillah.